Richard Schaefer.
Thank you, Monica. And whoa, this is absolutely incredible. Almost 200 media members on this call. Gee. 4 weeks to fight week for the biggest fight in recent years. Oscar De La Hoya versus Manny Pacquiao, December 6th, MGM Grand. Before I'm going to introduce to you the surprise guest and the new member to Team De La Hoya, I want to give you a very brief update on some of the activities which are planned in the coming weeks since really the countdown has started and we're getting closer and closer. We will have, again, weekly media calls starting next week with trainers, fighters, and other special guests to give you all background information about this great showdown. Of course, on one of those calls, the fighters will be made available as well. We will as well create a special video clips with special behind-the-scenes footage, which will be from the camp, so that you all can see some and get some camp access. That will be available for all of you on YouTube. HBO will air the first of four episodes of its hit series 24/7. The versus Pacquiao on Sunday, November 16th, primetime Sunday night. So make sure you're not going to miss that. What I'm hearing, it's going to be the best so far. Very colorful footage from the Philippines, from Oscar up in Big Bear again. So I think it's going to be a great program. I will host as well a media brunch on Saturday, November the 8th in New York. For all media members, as well the financial media is going to be there. We're going to be discussing this event a little bit more. So I look forward to seeing you guys there, for those of you who will be in New York that Saturday. Closed circuit seats are selling extremely well in Las Vegas. We anticipate that by fight week, for the fight weekend, we're going to be somewhere between 30 to 40,000 fans will be live in Las Vegas for this great event. A great undercard will be announced soon as well. The idea really is to showcase the next generation of superstars. This is a fitting platform for some of these young and exciting fighters who are right on the verge of becoming big stars, to showcase the talents of both Bob Arum and I have been working closely to have a top to bottom card, which gives the fight fans truly something to look forward to. I want as well to reiterate again a message which I have delivered during our press tour. All of us know that these are very, very trying times economically for all of us. They're talking about the recession, but I really think it's more of a depression. We have all worked very hard, Top Rank and Golden Boy, with our sponsors to secure some rebates for the sports and fight fans which will be buying this pay-per-view. And it's really, I'm really proud to say that we have been able to put together a package which is unheard of in the history of pay-per-view. And I think it's really a fitting economic package to support fight fans to be able to buy this pay-per-view. Casadores is going to offer a $10 mail-in coupon. Tecate Beer is offering a $20 mail-in rebate with the purchase of an 18-pack. Then, obviously, not everybody is drinking Casadores or beer. So we have leaned very hard on one of our other event sponsors, the Coca-Cola Company, to come up with a non-alcoholic discount mail-in rebate program. And I'm really pleased to announce that this has worked, and Coca-Cola has agreed that with the purchase of Full Throttle Energy Drink, which is one of their brands, Coca-Cola will offer a $20 rebate. These rebates, by the way, can be combined, so you do the math, you're almost going to end up making money off these pay-per-views. So I'm really thrilled that we were able to pull that together. But now let's move to our surprise guest. Oscar has around him in Big Bear the dream team. I talk to Oscar twice a week when he's in camp, and he's telling me that what Don Nacho Betty Stein, his trainer, is doing up there is absolutely amazing. And I really have never heard Oscar sound that excited. So things are going very well there. Preparations are well underway. So both Oscar and Nacho are legends in their respective fields. Today, I'm honored to announce that Team De La Hoya is adding another legend, a man with a tremendous knowledge of the sport, a man who can and will bring a historic perspective to the camp, a man who has worked with 15 world champions from Sugar Ray Leonard, George Foreman, Carmen Basilio, Jose Napolis, Luis Rodriguez, Willy Pastrano, and of course, Muhammad Ali. He's a 1994 inductee to the International Boxing Hall of Fame, really a living legend, and now he will take the Golden Boy under his wings as well. He will review fight tapes, consult with Team De La Hoya regarding technique and strategy, visit training camp in Big Bear, attend Fight Week activities, and be available, of course, as well for all of you media members. And yes, the man I'm going to introduce, you all guessed it, he is truly a legend, and that's Angelo Dundee. I'm really honored, Angelo, to have you on the call. I'm honored to have you as part of Team De La Hoya, and I'd like to turn it over to you now to make a few comments and then, of course, be available for some questions as well.
Well, after that send-off, I think I better get off. You were great. But I want to apologize. I had a minor procedure on my throat, and I thought I was going to come out like Mario Alonso or Tony Bennett, but I struck out both times. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't tell you how pleased I am to be involved with this fight, because it is the fight. And I'm thrilled because we need these kind of fights to get our guys back on the bandwagon, the fight fan. The names are so recognizable, it's scary. And me with Nacho, I have no problem because I've been working with Macho Camacho in his comeback. So I'm loose to Nacho and Macho, so I'm in good shape.
Okay. Anything else, Angelo?
Well, no, nothing.
Maybe let's open it.
I'm pleasantly surprised. I'm happy as hell. I've been busy this whole year with my book, My View from the Corner, and I'm not hustling it, but I found out that the hustle we have in boxing made the book a success. It's in its fifth print. It's the best-selling boxing book of all time, hardback. And I'm going to go paperback, too. So, it's working. And I was busier with this book than I was with 16 Fighters. I had a ball because I met all the people from different walks of life in the literary field. And they're nice. They're just as good and nice as dark guys in boxing. So I've had a great time hustling my book. And let me tell you, the book is a book that people will love. Because I've known, see, De La Hoya, I'm trying to think back the first time I saw him fight when he first came out of the Olympics. Because he was a name that was known by everybody because of, naturally, the job that was done with our amateurs in those days. And I seen him fight in L.A., I think I was there with either Sugar Ramos or Montepianopoulos, either one. And I went to see him fight when he was coming along. And this kid has been he's fought the best fighters early on. And he actually fought all those good-looking, tough Mexican kids. And he's used to toughness, but he's got more than toughness. He's got talent. He can box, he can punch. He's a talented individual that I've respected all these years.
Great, thank you. Thank you, Angelo. I think, to have Oscar's name in the company of all these great fighters you have trained and brought great fame and glory to is really in itself an amazing achievement. And so I'd like to open it now to the media. If you guys have some questions, Angelo is available now. And as I said, we'll have Media Day up in Big Bear as well, where Angelo will be there. And then during Fight Week, he will be there all week. Please, if you can open it up for some questions.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Si gustaría hacer alguna pregunta en este momento, por favor pulse asterisco seguido del número 1 en el teclado de su teléfono. Our first question comes from Eric Silverstack. Your line is open.
Thank you very much. Angelo?
Yeah.
Let me ask you now, since you work with Sugar Ray all these years, and sugar, of course, went up and down in terms of various weight divisions, how would you compare sugar over what he was doing versus what Oscar's doing?
A very simple answer. There's no comparison at all because all those kids are different. They all have a different approach. The other work differently. Home life is different. You see, I've never worked with the same fighter twice. You know, they try to say, well, this guy fought like Ray Robinson, or this guy fought, you know. It's not true. I've never worked with the same kid twice.
Okay. And hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. But in terms of your role, can you be a little bit more specific about what your role will be?
Well, I watch boxing. I go to boxing matches always. I'm always aware because the word retire scares the heck out of me. That means you're dead. Because I'll never retire because I'm very fortunate. I do something I like. I do something that's fun for me. And you know that kid that went to the Olympics, that swimming kid? I heard something from him today. The reason he was good at, and he won 8 gold medals. The reason he was good at it because he liked it. You know, you got to like what you do. And there's no tougher profession to get into than being a fighter. I respect that because I know what they got to go through.
All right, Angel, you're a legend, and I wish you good luck with the Golden Boy on...
You always need a little luck, you know, and I've been hearing some poos and ahs about the weight difference and everything else. You never take a fight cheap. You always take the guy that's best. And to think about this profession, there's always a guy out there that can lick the other guy. That's a tough profession. One night you're going to get hated, they're going to get the heck kicked out of you. But the thing is, that's boxing. Certain guys beat certain guys.
Right, but the bottom line is heart triumphs over everything when it comes down to it, right? Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Yeah, what it comes down to, I mean, I know you've been doing this for, you know, forever. Do you see any, my point is that the heart triumphs over weight in terms of moving up. Manny's moving up a lot of weight. Oscar's moving down. But what bottom line is that it's the will of the boxer himself that actually will determine what happens.
Both these guys are tremendous pros. The greater fighter is De La Hoya. Why? Experience-wise. Why? Because he had tremendous amateur background. The De La Hoya is just the guy to beat Pacquiao. It's the kind he's got the style and the wife we're on, the way he trains. He will beat Pacquiao. They had a good fight, though, because you got two great fighters fighting each other. But like I say, one guy can lick the other guy. And then De La Hoya is the guy that's going to beat Pacquiao.
Hey, sir, the next question comes from Dan Raphael. Sir, your line is open.
Hello, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Nice to see you up at the Pavlik fight a couple weeks ago with Bernard. Angelo, you there?
I'm here. Have no fear.
Angelo, the previous questioner asked, I don't know if I was kind of clear on the answer, and Richard talked a little bit about it in the introduction. What specifically is going to be your role in this training camp? Obviously, Nacho Beristain is a Hall of Fame type of trainer, so he's been with a lot of champions just as you have, and he's, I guess, Oscar's head trainer. What is your role going to be in the camp?
They'll dictate the role, whatever that's necessary, because I've done all facets of the profession. I'm the kind of kid that was brought up by the greatest trainers in New York City. I was educated by the greatest writers. I've been around the media all my life. And it's something that I took on, and I didn't realize I was going to be a fight trainer. I was a kid in the military and got a taste of it, meeting Joe Louis, meeting Marcel Cerdan in Europe during the war. And no contact. And in fact, I worked with a guy I didn't know, my own brother, who left the house when he was 14 years old. And man, he was a tough guy to work with, my brother. But he was a great, great promoter, great manager. I picked up an education every day. Just I still live in his office on 51st and 8th Avenue. So I've been around the horn